Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson, and today's guest is known for her joyful soul. She loves to spread goodness and share positivity with everyone God places in her path. Though she is in this place now, she wasn't always there. She has worked hard, having many conversations with God to get her to her happy place. She is a certified Toastmaster and community-focused advocate and is honored to contribute to the success of organizations such as Make-A-Wish Foundation, Sacramento Small Business Advisory Board, and even work with the local, governmental, and political campaigns. Currently, she serves as Madam President of the Sacramento Bereavement Network Resources Board and is building the online platform Good Grief Coaching Girl. She is the owner of Cantu Cottage, a wife and a mother. Let's welcome today's guest, Elizabeth Cantu. Yay!
Hi, Jackie. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm so excited. I'm excited to hear about your topic because I think it's such an important thing to tackle these days. I don't think a lot of people really understand the level of importance that has because of how it affects our lives. So I'm so excited that you are here and ready to talk about this topic. Yeah, so we met through a class that we both took and just, you know, excited just about, like I said, what you're going to be sharing with the people. So you talk about this good grief coaching. How did you even reach this point? Who were you before to where you said to yourself, you know what, I need to be the one to talk about this subject?
Yes. Well, Jackie, if we go back just a little bit, it was 1995, mm-hmm. and I had recently lost my sister in an automobile accident. Mm-hmm. And it was a tragic accident. And we had, fast forward 2 years, first bought our first dream home. We were so excited. I was a young mother raising my family, and I had basically, it was called Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. It was my dream home. What happened, though, is that at that time, the girl that was responsible for the accident, she moved across the street. And when that happened, it really made me face my grief, my anger, and all the things that go with loss.
Wow, that's amazing. So the person who caused your sister's accident moved across the street from you. That's almost heart-wrenching. How did you deal with that?
Well, it was a journey. I remember trying to close my shades. I remember trying to not look out my house. It really was like I was facing my pain. And I remember one day telling God, I'm your girl. Why would you let this happen to me? I remember being so frustrated because I've always in my whole life tried to honor God to the best of my ability. And it's been a joy to serve him, not knowing that our adversities are God's universities. And this story that I share is part of that university.
Yeah. And so I love the part you say you tried to close your shades, but obviously that didn't work because you're still looking at her house. You may see her when you come out. Did she know who you were? Did she realize who you were?
No, she didn't. She didn't. It was a circumstance that was supposed to be, and it was something that I call it a God incident. And even though it was painful and 18 months of pain, it gave us both the opportunity to love our neighbor as ourself.
Wow. So did you reveal yourself to her? I was thinking about like when Joseph and, you know, all the things that his brothers did to him. And then it comes to that moment where he reveals who he is to them. And, you know, they're scared and they're nervous. Did you have the opportunity to reveal who you were to her?
Yes. And the interesting thing about this is that I felt like there was so many people that learned the story were watching, because our neighborhood is very close and community events and parades, etc. And then all of a sudden, here's this bright beacon that God has allowed me to be. And then I'm faced with adversity of, you know, feeling overwhelmed with the pain. But the good thing is that it took me 18 months to process my loss. And I did come to the place where I realized that Debbie was also looking at my house. And with that being said, I was able to love my neighbor. I invited her over for tea and asked her basically if she would accept this gift. It was a card, and told her a little bit of my story of my pain, and asked, I forgave her and her daughter. And when that happened, what's so interesting is that this huge elephant, Jackie, was lifted from my heart. And even though I experienced that pain, which was so, so overwhelming, it gave me this new creative peace and joy. And it was like that weight of unforgiveness was so heavy. But once I worked through it, girl, it was like, I felt like a new woman, that the Lord had allowed me to have a new place. And then the thing about it is, 2 weeks later, she moved and the house went up for sale.
Wow.
And when the house went up for sale, I was like, wow, amazing. Just amazing how the whole story went, and how the Lord loves me enough that he would give me the ability to go through that and still be able to get to this point where I am having this interview and sharing with our viewers the love and the perfect promises that he says. Because he says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you," for hope and for a future. And at that point, girl, I didn't know about my future. I didn't know about my hope. And I was like, "I'm your girl, God. What, you know, what, did you forget about me?" And he's saying, "I walk through the valley of the shadow of death with you in all things." And so that's the beauty of that story and what happened with my neighbor.
Wow, that is such an amazing story, of forgiveness. It was like God was saying, "I'm going to situate her in front of you until you can let this elephant go." And then when you did, you were able to create two beautiful things, one in her life and one in your life. Because I imagine she probably felt guilt as well at some point for, you know, causing the accident.
Sure, for sure.
And so that was the beginning of your story. And now you are doing this good grief coaching. And it's such an interesting name, Good Grief. Can you explain why you chose the name Good Grief?
Absolutely. Because I was sad and I was lonely, just like a lot of the people that have been experiencing this pandemic and losing loved ones, losing life, losing jobs, losing routines. And so I knew that even though we're all grieving, there has to be some creative way to find a way to process your grief. And so with me, it's been therapy through gardens. I have a beautiful green thumb and I love gardening, and I use that as a modality of healing. But the truth is that Good Grief Coaching Girl came up as being something that I felt, as in, you know, Charlie Brown, when he says good grief. You know, grief is like usually like good grief, right? But the Lord said, "No, we're going to put a different way in your heart. And it's going to be Good Grief Coaching Girl, because what you're going to do is you're going to help the community in the globe find ways to work through the process of loss and grief and find hope and joy." And so that's how Good Grief Coaching Girl came about.
Yeah, it's like you looked at this bad situation and then say, "What good can I do from this?" That's the way God works. That's awesome. You know, when we think about how Jesus, he goes to the cross, and you're thinking, "Oh my goodness, this is the end. But what good would come out of this?" You know, he wasn't just, you know, where he was in one place anymore. When he rose and he ascended into heaven, and then he sent back the Holy Spirit, you know, so he could be in us at all times and be a constant presence with us. But that part could not have happened if he had not, we had to experience the grief of him going to the cross on our behalf first, and then to allow the good to come forth. And it's like the same thing with you. God had to allow that grief to process in you to birth this beautiful thing so that you can help other people. I think that's absolutely awesome. So tell us a little bit more about your coaching. What like either your mythology, how do people get to know you? You know, how do they get in touch with this good grief coaching?
Yeah, so the Good Grief Coaching Girl, actually, if I rolled back the bus just a little bit, I'm also the president of Bereavement Network Resources of Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And that is an organization that's a nonprofit that's been around since 1984. And what they do is we provide resources to the community, from hospice to counseling to finding a chaplain. All these things are in a directory and also online. And so that happened in my life when my father passed away, which was 5 years ago. It's been 30 for my sister, 5 for my dad. Mm-hmm. And when I started being involved in that, I realized how we need resources. We need resources when we're grieving. We need resources when we're at loss. We need resources in trauma. And so that's where the idea came in, where I knew that Good Grief Coaching Girl would provide not only resources available, but also the ability to find creativity in processing your grief. And so one of the courses that I offer is a digital course on therapy through gardens. And I actually share with my followers and my community how they can make a garden in their loved one's memory and the modalities that it takes to do that, the process it takes to do that. And right now I'm releasing, I have a presence on YouTube and I have been releasing different videos, but this one coming out on Friday is about getting your list together for a field trip on how you can go out into the nurseries and things like that and make a garden for your loved one. So obviously I have a lot of energy and I love sharing it, and God is good. He really is. And I'm so delighted to be here and just to have this time to share, because right now this world needs hope, girl. That's what we need. We need hope. We need help. And we know that the only way we're going to get it is by going to the creator of the universe and asking him to help us. And he will provide men, women, children that'll come in our day that'll be simple, where we might even be at Starbucks and they'll just be that light. And so that's what I'm praying will happen with Good Grief Coaching Girl, that it'll be a platform to encourage and also just love on people so that they know that, hey, it's just one day at a time, man. That's it.
Yeah, absolutely. So how can people connect with you on social media?
Well, I have been really working on this platform presence vigorously for the last 4 months and so excited. There's multiple ways that you can get a hold of me. I have a presence on Instagram, which is Good Grief Coaching Girl. And then I also am on Twitter, and then I'm on YouTube as Good Grief Coaching Girl as well. I also have a website, which is goodgriefcoachinggirl.com. And that is under construction, but I have an email there where if you would like to, you know, check us out, register, and get involved with what we're doing and be updated. That's how you can get a hold of me.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. And let me just say this, people, I hope you're listening. And what she's saying is that you don't have to suffer in your grief, that you can bring something good out of your grief instead of just in your sorrow constantly about your loved one. Honor them through the activities that you do. It's just such a wonderful message, because I know so many people are suffering right now, whatever the circumstances may be. It may not be, you know, you losing a loved one. It may be you losing your job, your livelihood, or you may have to shift because you're taking care of a loved one. Grief comes in many different ways, but you do not have to stay in that grief. You can create some good out of it. And as you're creating that good, you will process through that grief with God's help. I mean, that's absolutely wonderful message. As we come to a close with this interview, what are the final words that you would like to leave with the people?
One thing I would like to share that I've learned personally is that when you're grieving, there's the left brain and the right brain. And grief puts you in a fog. And sometimes you're trying to do things that you normally used to do, and it's not the same. You can't do it. It just seems like, why can't I do it? And so what I try, and what I personally learned, is that when you're creative, it shifts the brain and gives you neurotransmitters that make you happy and joyful. It's just like when we dance, you know, it just, yeah. it brings joy to us. And so that's it. It's normal to be angry. It's normal to be sad. It's normal to not have any motivation. But the promise is that God says he will never give us more than we can handle. And so he'll give us the resources. And even this message today, Jackie, I know, wanted to give up, girl, and say, I can't do it. God said, yes, you can. Yeah. And you're going to do it. So can't you can do, and so can you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that beautiful story of forgiveness and how other people can face the fear that come with grief, face the, you know, just the sadness that comes with grief. I truly appreciate your message. And I know that a lot of people are going to get something out of this. Thank you again for being a guest on today's podcast show. People, you heard her. I hope you make your way over to her social media pages, her websites, to learn more about her Good Grief Coaching Program. It right now, if you are grieving for whatever reason, whether it's death, the loss of a lifestyle, whatever it may be, go get the resources you need to overcome and create something good from it. Thank you for listening today. God bless.
Thank you, Jackie.